Just like that. You know, it's both hard and easy at the same time. It's hard to define it, as usually with art. Art is hard to define. I always point classical music as an example. It is worth to listen to it and to interpret it, but in a smart way. And I think it is the same when it comes to the blues. It makes sense to create your own music based on the blues and inspired by the blues. This approach for me is the most modern one or current one, depending on how you want to call it. When I'm trying to say, well, a music where blues is used in most creative way today is not being called the blues. Just have a look at such artists as Beck Hansen or Tom Waits. What they do is playing the blues. But when looking for the records, you won't find them filed under blues. I think this is the most interesting, the most creative way the blues evolves. I am saying all that as a Polish person inspired by this music and aware of my own roots as a musician, my own folklore, and at the same time inspired by that faraway music. As I said before, that creative approach is the most important for me, and this is what I do. That's how I work. Playing concerts, composing, producing records. In April, I have released a new album by my band Vonsai. This is a kind of music where you hear traces of blues in its roots, in rhythm, but these are mostly my own compositions, lyrics. It was released in April, so till summer we were promoting it quite heavily. Now in the autumn, as my solo DVD has been released. And now, for about 2 weeks, I'm working on gathering material for my new solo album. That, well, I don't know what it will be like. It will be when it's ready, and it will be like it will be. But of course, I want to experiment a bit. But the whole thing will be based on just voice and acoustic guitar, as always with my solo records. You know, I'm not saying that I have found the perfect formula, as everyone has their own formula. The main thing is simply to do it in your own way. You need to harmonize that blues vibe with your own distinctive vibe. And then when you get it, it's something new and greater than the sum of its parts. But when you try to recreate something, it definitely has some musical value, but as we all know, not many people are visiting museums these days. And if you won't be creating a new value based on old music, then less and less people will be listening to this music. This is my observation. Yeah, that's enough.